This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Look, it was everyone was on thin ice. They're sending out MJ. People are calling for heads. They want Alex Zumwalt fired. Things are looking pretty bleak there for a little while. Now the Royals have won 7 of 8, 6 of 7 in the homestand. Ooh, lost yesterday.
What a difference a week or two makes.
Huh? They were back to 500 as of yesterday. They're a game under after a loss on Sunday where Alvarez hit that ball pretty hard. He's a pretty good baseball player. I don't know if anyone knew that yet.
Got off to slow starts this year. But
he's
yeah.
great. Play. He's so dangerous.
Stay healthy.
I think when you go through here, the Royals are now winning in the exact way they scored. They're still not gangbusters on offense. Massey's still not hitting. Vinny's still struggling at the plate. Like, they got guys who are still struggling to hit. India hasn't been the same, and his adventure in left field has certainly not gone smooth here in the early going, but now they're winning. You know why? Because they can still pitch. This same thing came into play, and the way I view this team is they are so much like last year's team. They can pitch. Bullpen's way better now. Hitting's a little bit worse at the moment. But to me, I watch them on paper. I watch them play. This still looks like a playoff team to me.
Look, it just is a reminder for all of us when there's things going really well and things going poorly this early in the year, and we're still in the month of April, why you don't panic either way. You don't act like your team's going to win the World Series if they get off to a 15-5 start, and you don't act like the season is over on April 20th when your team gets off to a 9-15 start. I mean, that's all it is for me. I think we all know better, but we're guilty of doing it on both sides of it. I don't think everything is suddenly fixed with the Royals, but it was a reminder that they were not going to have the worst offense in baseball. They were not going to be the worst team in the American League or third worst team in the American League just like that quickly. Yeah. And we can't make a decision on how the team is going to do based off of 20 games. And that's what this last week has just reminded. Yeah, one series was the Rockies, but the Astros, right? For those of you who were like, well, it's the Rockies. Who cares? Well, what about winning a series against the Astros? Now they go down to Tampa. That's another
14-14 team, right? Where they are.
They're in the middle of the 25 game stretch you and I talked about. Where the only, and I haven't updated it, the only team
that's above 500, above 500 Red Sox, and they're Boston. 16-14.
Right? So that's where things are at. Do I think that the hitting still has a lot of work to be done? Do I still think there's future roster moves and all that are needed? Absolutely. But they're winning games while still trying to figure this thing out, and they've avoided falling out of it the way some of you maybe thought they were out of it. They're right there. They're a game under 500.
The Astros are the team right now that would possess the 7th seed in the playoff, less than 30 games into the season, mind you. The Royals are a game out of a playoff spot. Like, if you just need, like, a breath, a moment to think about it, I'll tell you what's really taking place here in the AL, which is the Detroit Tigers appear to be the team who's pitching exactly like the Royals. Lights out. They got starters. They got relievers. But they're actually hitting to go with it, so that's why they got the best record in the American League. The Yankees are winning a lot despite some of their own pitching issues. They're just hitting their way out of their problems, and everyone else is the same. There is no quantifiable difference between what you're seeing in the Seattle Mariners and realistically, probably all the way down to the Royals, Blue Jays, like that range of things. It is a huge wash in the American League, and what's most important about this stretch probably is that they couldn't really afford to bury themselves twice. The slow start to the season means they had to play good baseball during this stretch of below 500 teams. It's almost impossible. Like, we talked about this on the road trip. Now for that 25 game stretch, well, they're already 7-1 during it. So, like, I mean, it's going to be hard gold for them to, like, be really bad during that stretch. just based on the way that this early stretch is going. And now that they've bought themselves some back to even, they can play some even baseball for a little while if they had to.
They can, and when you struggle the way they did against, you know, some of the top tier teams in that last prior week you need to dominate teams like the Rockies and teams like the White Sox and to allow you to struggle like they did against Cleveland and New York. And so, but to this point, that's what they've been able to balance out. And that was some similarities to a year ago. The White Sox are better than last year's team, but the White Sox still sink. Like, I don't know why we think the Royals can't still dominate them to a certain extent when they get an opportunity to play them next week at Kauffman Stadium. Off day today, then they take on the Tampa Bay Rays. But acting like if someone says they're fine, but there's no someone texts in, they have no chance at competing.
But they're competing right now.
Well, the one game
under
500.
How can you say that they have no chance to compete if they're actively competing?
So
they're
making
a game
the playoffs,
out of the final playoff spot.
The text says, making the playoffs is fine, but when you have no chance at advancing deep, it's not as exciting. Okay. I mean, the playoffs are a crapshoot.
What the roster looks like in July.
Yeah, I mean,
what if they trade for Bat and Jack Caglione's here? Do you feel different about their chances?
I mean, I also think if everybody in this town is being honest with themselves, even though I've told you the expectation should be to win the division this year, the bar has been raised. But if we're all being honest with ourselves, if they go to the playoffs and win a playoff series and then lose in the divisional round, be honest, like how many of you would sign up for that right this second? I think a lot of you would. I'm not saying that's what the team should feel and they should have loftier goals. And I have loftier goals as well. But I think if we're being honest with ourselves, I told you the same thing happened, Cody. They make the playoffs, they win a playoff series, they lose in the next round. I bet you a lot of fans would sign up for that again. That's how a majority of the season goes for a lot of people.
I'd probably take that 20 times in a row and then just take the wild card of what happens in the playoffs.
But this year, are you rolling the dice or would you sign up for that right now?
I mean, I don't know. I'd probably sign up for it.
That's what I'm saying.
I looked this up. And it was a depressing stat, so I decided not to bring it to the air because it's depressing, so why do that? You and I are both lifelong Royals fans. We come from families of lifelong Royals fans. In my entire life, just how many times they've made the playoffs? In the Royals' entire franchise history, do you know how few times they've made the playoffs 2 times in a row? And so do I understand that by saying I'll blindly accept losing the divisional round is accepting that in order, and this is what I tell the bad teams in the NFL as we're coming out of the draft too, in order to improve your standing as a franchise in the pantheon of baseball and to matter every year, you better start with not being a laughingstock. You better start with consistent winning. That's what the Royals have never had in the history of their franchise outside of the 70s and early 80s. And even then, they had a hard time making the playoffs back-to-back years, partially because they didn't have as many playoff teams. But just that's the way the lay of the land was. So yeah, I'd take another playoff run. And you know, and it's easy because you get caught up in your own stuff. The team they're going to face next week, the Baltimore Orioles, a team that was a playoff team last year,
they're terrible,
who started
right
cold this year, has stayed cold. They got one of the worst records in the American League. They just got shut out by the Tigers again yesterday. They stink.
Yeah, they lost Corbin Burns and then everything. They got a bunch of young talent, like big-time prospects on that roster, but right now it hasn't come together for them.
Yeah, and so it can go a lot of different ways. So will I take 500 right now, not knowing what the entirety of the season will bring just yet? I will.
Be around that heading into Memorial Day weekend. Honestly, we say that a lot. Like you want to be above it, but if you're 500 going into Memorial Day weekend a month from now, you're in it. And then we can talk about, they should go be trading for this bat or calling up this guy or not calling up that guy. For the time being, stay in the mix. And anybody acting like they're not in the mix right now, you made up your mind 2 weeks ago and you just refuse to admit that the season's not over, or refuse that you might have been wrong, that the season was cooked. How many season is cooked texts did we get 10 days ago?
I mean, a lot. And that's just wrong, right? Because
and spoiler, when they lose 3 or 4 in a row at some point, because it's going to happen again, that doesn't mean the season's cooked in 2 weeks. If they lose 3 or 4 in a row, if they all of a sudden slide to being 500 again after being 3 games above 500, let's say, it's so. I think people forget sometimes it's the long pace of the baseball season. It's not like an NFL tough season where you start 0-2 and you're already like must win, or we're screwed. We can't fall to 0-3. There's 162 games.
It's a harder sport to track for that.
But with that said, the offense, of course, for the bigger picture, we're still in the same spot talking about that. The offense has to pick it up.